You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Wisconsin Democrats are looking ahead to 2026 with big ambitions, full control of both the legislature and the governor's office. That trifecta was a central message this weekend at the party's annual convention. Delegates elected a new party chair, Devin Remicar, who says Democrats need to rally around a strong economic message.
We need to be very clear and consistent in our messaging. You'll probably hear me say a lot that we are the party that fights for the working class, defends our rights and freedoms, and protects our very democracy. I think that that is really at the heart of what the Democratic Party needs to stand for right now. We're going to repeat it in as many mediums as we can.
Remicar, former executive chair of the state Dems, beat out William Garcia, chair of the La Crosse County Democratic Party, and longtime Democratic strategist Joe Zepecki. But he faced some criticism over the food served in his hospitality suite, escargot and prime rib, with some saying it clashed with his working class message. Remicar pushed back.
I will say I was delighted to have a Wisconsin Supper Club theme at my hospitality suite last night. We did have prime rib, but it was a Saturday night, and that's a Saturday night special here in Wisconsin.
Remicar replaces outgoing chair Ben Wickler, who has far outpaced Republicans in fundraising in the last 6 years. Wilker eventually endorsed Remicar after initially saying he wouldn't take sides.
Especially given that I've been so in front of the scenes and Devin has been more behind the scenes helping make things happen inside the party, I wanted to give credit where credit was due and share what an extraordinary strategist and leader Devin has been in the party already, because I thought that would help equip voters to make the best decision as they cast their ballots in the chair's race here at the convention.
Remicar begins his two-year term on July 1st. When a school district doesn't have enough money to operate or build new facilities, they ask for tax increases in a referendum. And now, some state lawmakers want to put a stop to it. Joanne Krulatz explains.
At the Capitol, a bill to restrict how school districts could request tax increases through referendums had a public hearing in the Assembly Education Committee on Thursday. Delafield Republican Representative Cindy Duchow says too many districts are asking for more money. She wonders how much money is too much money for school districts. Eau Claire Democrat Christian Phelps says districts are already practicing fiscal responsibility by asking their voters for a tax increase and wondered why Republicans would want to strip local control from schools. The bill is unlikely to be signed by Governor Tony Evers if it makes it through the legislature.
A newly proposed legislation in Wisconsin would allocate $30 million to schools across the state to improve security measures. Under the bill, each school would receive a max grant funding of $20,000 for things like shatter-resistant glass, reinforced doors, cameras, and security training for staff members. And Republican state lawmakers are proposing new legislation that would create a pilot program for the use of virtual reality technology inside of schools. Under that program, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction would select one urban and one suburban and one rural school and distribute 3,200 VR sets to 16,000 students. The goal, of course, is to use the headsets to get those students more engaged in math lessons. Similar programs in other states have seen success with using these, as the virtual reality has improved math scores. Last week, the Milwaukee Health Department cleared one Milwaukee public school of lead hazards. Stuart J. Waddles tells us more.
The facilities director of the district, Pat Finnemore, said he won't talk to the media about MPS lead problems because it would be hard not to criticize them. Finnemore said he couldn't imagine another district ignoring environmental issues.
And at least two Wisconsin congressmen want to punish cities that allow what they call anarchy. Joanne Krulatz explains.
A Wisconsin congressman wants to restrict federal funding from communities the U.S. Department of Justice deems anarchist jurisdictions. 8th District Republican Tony Weed's proposed bill, which he dubs the Stop Anarchist from Endangering Cities, or SAFE Act, is a response to immigration enforcement protests in cities like Los Angeles and New York. It would codify a 2020 memorandum issued by President Donald Trump following riots in response to the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police officers. The memorandum restricts federal funding for any state or local jurisdiction the Department of Justice identifies to be permitting anarchy, violence, or destruction. 7th District Republican Tom Tiffany is a co-sponsor.
And a new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found Wisconsin gets less funding per resident from the federal government than almost any other state. The report was based on 2022 federal tax data and found that Wisconsin ranked 41st in the country for the amount of federal funding received per resident. In total, the state received an average of a little less than $15,000 of federal funding per person. And while Wisconsin ranks towards the bottom of that list, experts are still warning that further federal budget cuts could have significant impacts on the state. Gas prices fell over 2.5 cents over the past week for an average today of $2.92. This is about 8 cents cheaper than a month ago and over 33 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say, though, that drivers should expect prices to increase. Melissa Kay tells us why.
Israel and Iran are trading attacks, which has caused oil prices to surge to multi-month highs. Gas prices could rise by 10 to 20 cents, and diesel could jump 15 to 25 cents in the days ahead. Gas Buddy officials say the situation in the Middle East has the potential to worsen at any moment.
And conservation activists are petitioning the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to list gray wolves as endangered or threatened at the state level, as congressional Republicans seek to delist them at the federal level. The group urged the DNR to list the wolves as endangered to uphold science-based population management and protect the wolves from excessive hunting amid federal funding cuts. If the wolves are delisted at the federal level, the state would be required to hold an annual wolf hunt. And over 200 wolves were harvested in the 2021 wolf hunt. Invasive species are bad for Wisconsin ecosystems. Lisa Hale tells us more.
At Thousand Islands Environmental Center in Kaukauna, 25 goats from Mulberry Lane Farm have been brought in to eat, control, and remove invasive plant species such as buckthorn without using a herbicide. Goats have been used at Thousand Islands since 2018. It can be seen from 8 until 5:30 through June 23rd.
I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Brewers in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers begin a three-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the first-place team, the Chicago Cubs, led by manager Craig Counsell. Although the Brewers were able to slip into second place after beating the Cards 3 out of 4 games, Pat Murphy says there's still room for growth.
We're still young. We're still figuring out. We're not like the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Reds. They got a set kind of 10 or 12 guys they go with. We're still figuring things out. You know, this is a group. They're the right dudes. You know what I mean? And that's why they play to win.
College football, the Badgers excited about 6'1" receiver Zion Legree out of Florida, agreeing to commit to Wisconsin next year. Receivers coach Jordan Reed asked if his guys are anxious to return after going 5-7 last season.
It's a hungry room for that reason alone. Everybody feels they got something to prove. Everybody feels. And really, we're taking it as a room mentality. Like, we got everything to prove this year.
That's the Badgers receivers coach Jordan Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise shared the screen in an interview with a vampire over 30 years ago. Pitt, the star of the new film F1, recently said he would be okay working with Cruise again, but there is a condition. Pitt said there is no way he is hanging from an airplane and doing stunts like Cruise does, so if they were to be in the same project, it would have to be on the ground. That does sound reasonable. Cruise has been telling people to go see Pitt's new racing film. F1 opens June 27th. Sex and the City star Kim Cattrall almost did not take the role of Samantha Jones due to what she calls self-induced ageism. Cattrall says given the role, she didn't think people would have any interest in seeing a 41-year-old woman in intimate scenes or scantily clad. Then realized 40 was sexy, so the timing worked out. The actress says she loved playing the character, even though in real life, she is a serial monogamist. Sorry, guys. Lilo and Stitch has finally been dethroned, and there is a new box office champ. How to Train Your Dragon was number one this past weekend with a whopping $83 million. The film brought in another $115 million overseas for a total of about $200 million worldwide. Universal Studios has already given the go-ahead for a live-action sequel. Lilo and Stitch still managed to come in second place in its fourth week with $15.5 million at the gate. So far, PG movies are king this summer as How to Train Your Dragon joins the Minecraft movie and Lilo and Stitch as box office titans. According to Variety, PG movies have generated almost half the box office take for the year to date and crossed over $1.5 billion. Coming in third place was A24's Materialists. The rom-com for adults brought in $12 million, exceeding expectations by a couple mil. And it's all about action for the final two films in the top five, which include Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, and John Wick's Ballerina. Dead Reckoning has made over a half a billion worldwide. Law & Order SVU star Mariska Hargitay has had an incredible 26-year run on the show as Captain Olivia Benson. She has a side project that recently screened at the Tribeca Film Festival called My Mom Jane. In the documentary, Hargitay talks about her famous mother, Jane Mansfield, who was killed in a car accident in 1967. That is pretty much common knowledge, but what is not is that a three-year-old Mariska was not only in the car with her mother, two siblings, and two other adults, but that she actually went missing after the accident. Apparently, authorities came to the rescue of Hargitay's two young siblings who were in the back seat with her. While taking her siblings to the hospital, her brother Zoltan woke up and said, "Where is my sister?" First responders went back and found Mariska, who was so small she was lodged under the passenger seat. Mansfield, her lawyer, and driver were all in the front seat and were killed. My Mom Jane streams on Max starting June 27th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Same for tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms with a half inch or more of rain possible tomorrow, or high tomorrow in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.